Appreciate the opportunity to stand here for a few moments to share a little bit of God's Word. This is my first Sunday night, so kind of excited and extremely nervous. We've labeled this one the importance of hearing and listening. It's so important that we can understand a little bit of the difference, but really both are equally important. Paul Treuer says, most people tend to be hard of listening rather than hard of hearing. Sometimes there's messages that are presented and things that are said. We certainly can hear them, but are we really listening? That's really what we're thinking about here. And of course, I hear you, but I'm not listening. I think we're all subject to that sometimes. So there is really a difference between hearing and listening. And hearing really is simply perceiving sound by the ear. Of course, tonight we heard all sorts of wonderful songs and songs of praise. You know, those are things that we're hearing, but we're also listening to the words and really understanding the meaning of what they really mean. You know, if we look at listening is something you consciously choose to do. It requires some concentration so that the brain processes meanings from the words and sentences. And ultimately, listening leads to learning. If we look at some statistics, adults spend an average of 70% of their time engaged in some sort of communication. Of this, an average of 45% is spent listening. 45%, almost half, compared to 30% speaking, 16% reading, 9% writing, 2001 stats. So there are some benefits to listening. One of them is that we can garner respect. When one listens with full attention, we actually, by listening, we communicate respect. We give them our undivided attention. We're trying to make an effort for what they're really trying to say. Obviously, listening will help us gather some information. Attentive listening will help you learn more about the topic at hand. And certainly, sometimes if you just hear things, you may not quite pick up what the whole meaning is supposed to be. So you can achieve greater clarity when you listen. So careful listening helps avoid some of the confusion, misunderstandings, and conflicts we sometimes encounter. So it's that attentiveness that's really important. Of course, we always encounter barriers to effective listening. Sometimes we kind of know what we're going to hear, so we might put ourselves on autopilot. Sometimes we judge the delivery. So, for example, you know, somebody might say something a certain way, and all of a sudden you stop listening because you're like, wow, that came off kind of wrong, or, you know, I'm not really focusing on that content that that person is trying to present. Sometimes what is being said is getting in the way of what needs to be said. So, you know, different ways that we sometimes can fall prey to not being effective listeners. So even if we're familiar with the content that is being presented, we use that opportunity to add another layer, just like this onion over here, for our growing knowledge. So there are important verses. Of course, this is not by any stretch of the imagination any comprehensive list, but there are some instances where the importance of hearing and listening can be presented in these Bible verses. So we'll turn to Mark 4:13 through 24, a very well-known parable. It's while you guys are turning there, you'll find that Jesus is the best teacher that we'll ever encounter, and he always teaches in parables. And parables, again, as we even talked a little bit about this morning, are examples of ways that we can look and make some application in our lives. I'll start by reading the whole section here. So Mark 4:13, and he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, and when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Sorry about that. The seeds falling on the road represent those who hear the word but are unable to listen and apply it to their lives. If we go a little further, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. So if we take a step back and look, this is another example. The seeds falling on the rock represent those who hear the word, but accept it shallowly. So if we look a little further into the context, they hear, but they choose not to listen. In fact, they reject the word as it causes them affliction or persecution. So at the slightest bit of any sort of rumblings of what they're doing, you know, they choose to reject the word. Moving along to 18:19, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Looking at it, the seeds falling on thorns could represent those who hear the word. They do take it to heart, but allow worldly concerns to choke it. They hear, possibly listen, but they choose to let the world take importance over the truth. Verse 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. The seeds falling on good soil represent those who hear the word, truly listen, understand it, causing it to bear fruit. Another application where we see this, Proverbs 8, 32 through 36. Now therefore hearken or listen unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Going back to the New Testament, Matthew 7, 24-26. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Look at verse 24 specifically. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So this is one where someone is able to hear and listen. Therefore, that individual does and applies or acts accordingly. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. This is just the hearing, so there's really no application. You know, we had that choice maybe sometime along the way to build the house upon rock versus the sand there. John 8, 47, he that is of God heareth God's word. He therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Hearing, listening is definitely necessary, especially if we accept God's word and can listen carefully to its meaning and then can apply to our daily lives. There's a story of Samuel. Many of you know this already. And I'll just read through this as well because it illustrates some other points about the importance of hearing and listening. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel and he answered, Here I am. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here I am, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calleth thee, and thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. We can liken ourselves to Samuel. Samuel was a child, and we can look at ourselves as a child of God. We must certainly trust that God's word is the truth. We must hear or listen to or obey to God's word, even when we don't always know the outcome. Like Samuel became a servant to God, we should all be the same likeness of that circumstance. I'm going to leave with this one particular set of verses here with James 1, 22, 25. And it reads, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continuity therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." When we listen, we can understand, we can better apply. Tonight, the invitation is left for those, if you've fallen short or would like to begin your journey, please come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.